Hey there. Good morning. 6:37. Welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. You guys are going to see the slow progression of my mind as I slowly slip into insanity here by myself. See, there's no one in here. All right, it's dark out. I'm just looking at this bright board and monitors just like, oh, yeah, I'm talking. I mean, I know there's people out there, but is there, or am I crazy? Am I just a crazy guy sitting in a room thinking that he's doing a radio show when really I'm in a padded room in a psych ward? Just blah, 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 blah. I don't know yet. And I don't know if I'll never know. It's kind of like that. What was that? That soap opera where at the end of it, when they ended it, they made it as just some kid's dream, right? Wasn't it like some kid looking into a snow globe? Was it General Hospital? Was that it? No. Anyway, it was one of those soap operas. Anyway, the way they ended it was the whole thing apparently was in the imagination of some kid who was looking into a snow globe. And maybe that's what I am. Maybe I'm just in the snow globe of some person's world, which I could be. I could be. See, this is what it is. It's only 6:38 and I've already officially lost it. Okay. Anyway, let's get to your rock news and rock history before I say something else stupid.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Seriously, owner John Van Lanningham, his crew, going to get you taken care of, man. Well, Pink Floyd fans have plenty to be grateful for this Christmas season as the band has released 12 live albums on Spotify and other streaming services. 12! All recorded in the early 70s. They came in peace, live, Leeds University, 1970, Washington University, 1971. They have live Lion 12. That was June 1971. Tokyo 16, March 1972. Live in Rome 20, June 1971. I'm actually not going to list all these because there's way too many. Another one they also have is Embryo San Diego, live 17th of October 1971. You can see the full list just again online, Spotify. No word on why they were quietly released, but chances are it's for copyright protection. Bob Dylan, the Beatles, and the Beach Boys have also done this in the past due to a 2011 change in European copyright laws. So if you are a Pink Floyd fan, which you should be, unless you're a commie bastard, like I like to say, go check this out. 12 live albums. And Floyd, dude, they know how to do a live show. They know how to put on a live production. So that's pretty effing sweet, if you ask me. So, all right, Floyd, getting it done on the live side. All right, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history. Yeah, that's what we're doing.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, December 16th, 1993, MTV aired Nirvana's New York Unplugged performance, which for my money, I think is the best one. And there's been some amazing, amazing MTV Unplugged. I wish they would bring that back. I really do. I don't know if they're doing anything like that. Of course, MTV only airs like Teen Mom and Ridiculousness. So I don't know if they're doing that. But I mean, it was so brilliant to the point that at least half the Nirvana songs played on radio are from that MTV Unplugged performance. That's how good it was. It was brilliant. Brilliant. And again, there's a lot of other amazing ones on there. Little fun fact, and actually I learned this listening to Kiki's show, Hair and Gone. The whole Unplugged thing came from when Bon Jovi, John Bon Jovi and Richie Sambora played an unplugged acoustic version of a song at, I think it was the MTV Music Awards. Anyway, they just got up on stage, they did this thing, and everyone was like, oh my God, that's amazing, we should do more of that. And they're like, all right, yeah, let's do some MTV Unplugged. So there you go. We can thank John Bon Jovi and Richie Sambora for giving us that. But, all right, there you go. That is your rock news and rock history for a Thursday. Of course, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.